Patrons. Hello.
Hello, patrons. It's me and Niall again.
Yeah, Bulge is still in a mood, it would seem.
It's not my fault. You're a deeply irritating man.
I've done nothing wrong.
You always do something wrong.
True.
You should know this by now.
In,
yeah,
and breathe out again.
Yeah, that's two separate annoyances. The inhale, and then the exhale. The
yeah.
Yes.
They build up, and then it gets up and goes, oh, I need to go home. And then you do.
Yeah.
But you're back. You're here now. That's the main thing.
Would you like to explain to the patrons?
I mean, you've had the piss mercifully ripped out of you at every opportunity in the group chat, haven't you? Which has been good.
Yeah. I'm going home. Bye.
I am a head out. That's what I was trying to say.
SpongeBob meme.
You asked him yesterday, didn't you? Is this enough activity for you to come along tomorrow, Bulge? Or are you not going to come? Fuck it, I'm not coming. But you're here. Welcome back. We sat in your car for ages, and I thought, I kept looking. I thought, you're still there, thank God.
I should move the car down the road. You think I'd gone.
I'd have just messaged John, not in the group chat, because that would have been really stupid. I'd done it privately and just said, I think he's gone home again. But luckily you stayed, and here you are for the listener's pleasure.
Well, I don't know about that.
My pleasure?
Oh, God, no.
Touch it.
Not again.
Oh, damn. So, excuse me. Just so you know, this is what we call the patron episode. We do this one
is
first
it?
Before
okay.
the one, yeah.
I know you're out of touch with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been here 4 weeks, have you?
Yeah,
you're. Surprised you found it.
Fucking hilarious.
Wow. I try. It comes naturally to John.
Cunt.
Yeah, and that comes naturally to me. Acting
yes.
like one, not getting one. So, yeah. What should we talk about?
True crime, motherfucker.
Fred West.
No. Oh. Not, well, it might be him. What's her name?
Fred West.
Rose West.
Fred. Have you heard him be interviewed?
Josef Fritzl.
They sound thick as all fuck. He's like, problem is, right, Rose came round the back. She was going to smash me over the head, right? So what happened was, I'm like, what the fuck? And he was like, whoring her out, weren't he? All sorts of weird shit.
Wasn't it Yorkshire, wasn't it, they're from? Was it Yorkshire? Or was
no,
it the Birmingham area?
No, I thought they were, like, down here. They were Gloucester way, weren't they?
Like Gloucester,
wasn't it? Was Gloucester.
So oh, that explains a great many things.
Yeah. He said the body's under the patio. Under the patio. Which obviously was quite humorous, but when he's talking about his children being under there.
Listen to this guy say patio. Oh, yeah, that's really funny. What's
my,
he talking
my boy's
about?
Under the patio.
Oh, he killed some kids and they're under the patio.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he killed his daughter because he was... I don't know. I think because he could, really.
Well, at least he didn't do a Josef Fritzl and fuck his daughter and then imprison her.
Mm. Well, what's worse, though? Unaliving them or...
I reckon procreating with your own daughter and imprisoning them both...
Yeah.
...is pretty
procreating
fucking bad.
Procreating against her will.
Yeah.
For
that's
many,
pretty fucking bad.
Many years.
And
yeah,
many miscarriages.
Fair point.
Yeah,
yeah,
not good.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck he managed
what
to
What is
build...
it about Austrians?
No. Did he fail art as well, do you reckon?
He might have done.
What it is.
Do you reckon he wrote a book that no cunt read?
Who are we talking about here?
Josef Fritzl.
Adolf.
Yeah. Oh, Adolf.
Oh, yeah, Adolf.
He failed
yeah.
art, famously.
Yeah.
They reckon yes. that's what tipped him over the edge.
Yeah.
And then he wrote a book called Ein Kampf or something, wasn't it?
Mein Kampf.
Yeah. Which means what?
Yes.
My gay love life?
Nope.
No?
No, technically it could be. It's called My Struggle to Put It In.
My Struggle with a Wet Noodle.
Why am I wet?
Well,
yeah, so...
Filth.
Austrians are strange.
Gloucester people are strange.
Gloucester people got dead bodies under the patio. And there's a woman missing and no one knows where she's gone.
Niall.
The husband, no. Not this time, but before, ever. Apparently just disappeared in thin air.
Mm.
Lots of eyes are being...
Like an apparition?
So basically...
Where's she from?
What's one of those places you said earlier that starts with L?
Lincolnshire.
What's the other one?
London.
No.
Leicestershire.
No, Lancashire.
Lancaster.
I think it's Lancastershire.
Yeah. Oh, right, so it's not going to be a rapey Met police officer then.
No. Well, you never know. They get about, don't they?
Could be, yeah.
Excuse me. She basically was out walking her dog and was on a conference call with work.
That's a weird combo.
Bum. Well, if it's the other way around, if she's walking a load of colleagues from work
on a conference call with her dog.
Yes, pant, pant, woof, woof, I know.
Stop licking your balls, Simon.
So, yeah, basically she was doing that and then disappeared. Phone was found, still connected to the call, which I found was a bit weird. Because you think someone would either hear something or be like, oh, every time I pick the phone up, do you know what I mean? You get a landline, someone has hung up the other end.
Mm.
Ever that, and it's just like, oh, they're still there. And the dog was just found happy, not sort of stressed or agitated or anything, was just all waggy-tailed. Ooh, what's on them, bud?
Mother's in the river.
But no one knows where she's gone. It's all been pointing at the river. But I think that's only really because that's the only place she could have accidentally fallen. Because, do you know what I mean? Where else?
Have they checked the Met Police's trackers?
I was about for their to cars, say, have they checked there? In any of the potholes nearby?
Wow.
Man, what potholes?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, the potholes outside Lidl's, Aldi, they're whatever savage. That is. Fuck me.
Oh,
brutal.
Fucking hell. Yeah, and there's no way to avoid it. No. It's the whole road. But that's also a problem. Because it takes up the whole road.
Really wears Niall's shoes out.
It really does. I'll go for a pair a week. That's a line done the, walk done anywhere.
Done the ball joints on his feet.
Pair of slippers, ankles. Maybe.
Yeah. Inside shoes only. Yeah, so... Yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, so I don't know if they checked the local potters, but they searched the river like there was no tomorrow.
Mm.
Like for days they searched it.
They were keen as fuck, weren't they?
Yeah. And found nothing. And the diving man was like, she ain't in that river.
Yeah.
But it's like 18 inches deep. So, Bold, show us how deep that is. With your...
It's about half a dozen Nile cocks.
Half a dozen?
Mm.
Oh, that's quite
generous. I know.
Isn't it?
Erect, he means, clearly. Yes. No current, or very little current, and 18 inches deep. So...
Like Nile's love life.
They've gone through all that and haven't found her. Husband's a bit fishy, mind.
Is he?
Well.
Well, I expect her is now.
Wee. Sleeping with him, apparently.
Exactly.
Fuck's sake.
More than what he was getting was why after. No. It's quite libelous. I don't know, it's paper window, we still have a fuck we like.
Well.
To a point. I thought I'd pay £3 to listen. Actually, no, not in our luck. They'll sign up, realise that we've slagged him off, do us, and then cancel before the money comes out. So we've gained nothing. But the thing is, he's going to look fishy because... Let's be
Everyone
honest.
Looks at husband.
Well, only because he can't look at anyone else either.
And then Met Police officers.
Oh, drop the Met Police officer thing.
Well, they're, you know, if the shoe fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the rapey glove fits. Yeah, so everyone's looking at him and analysing everything he says and then everything he does. Because, like, he laughed in one of the interviews. Not like... She's
yeah,
dead.
Fuck knows, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, search, so sad again.
Search me. No, don't. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't that.
Don't look too deeply into me.
Morning. Yeah, it was more sort of a scoff.
Do you reckon he conversed with the McCanns before he did it? How did you get away with it? I mean, I know it was a kid, but you know, how did you get away with it?
I saw a meme and it was a picture of Maddie and it said, like, hide and seek world champion, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, the woman's been going around forever.
And underneath was a picture of this woman that's missing.
Oh, fuck.
And it said, hold my dog.
Fucking hell. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that was a bit, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't make it. Dear. I'm just talking about something I saw on the internet.
He's backpedaling now. He definitely made it.
Yeah.
T-shirts made and everything.
Yeah. With Lemonade Lifestyle underneath it.
Yeah. Noodle.
Yeah, made by Noodle. So, yeah, everyone's looking at the husband. He scoffed in an interview.
What, pasty or?
Yeah, he was quite hungry. Well, she wasn't there to make him a sandwich, so someone had to do something. But,
can you die quietly?
I do want to, actually. It's
cool.
Annoying. I thought I was going to be sick earlier. I had a massive coughing fit. I thought I was going to die, but I didn't.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I thought you'd be good about that, of all people. But there's also question marks if... Him, the old man, and the sister, her sister, are, you know,
knocking about,
bumping uglies, because there's one picture that has come to surface of a group of about six people.
Oh yeah, in a circle, and she's on her knees in the middle.
Circly, circly, jerky, jerky, right? But she's on the right-hand side. So there's like five people stood together, arms around each other. She sort of stood on the end without her arm around anybody. He's at the other end with his arm around her sister.
Ooh.
They're both looking like, wahey. Not like wahey with shagging, but like wahey picture. Where she's on the end like, wahey, you know?
Right.
So that means they're shagging.
Okay, obviously.
He scoffed in an interview. And he went...
Ginsters.
Ginsters. And he said something like, oh, yeah, well, not really much else we can do, is there? And the interview went, well, there is hope. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, there's just hope. Cling on to hope.
Fuck's sake, man.
Well, come, why don't you two do some fucking talking? Some conspiracy theories on it.
The whole fucking thing, before we press record, you said, should we talk about this, whatever she's called, Bully?
Nicola Bully.
And Nicola Bully.
I have no idea who that is. I don't know really about it. And your words were, well, I can educate you and the listeners at the same time.
Yeah, it's been 10 minutes, so what do you reckon then?
He did it.
Yeah, how can he do it?
Probably. Maybe. Or someone else did it.
That's your two options, is it?
Yeah.
It was him or someone else. No one ever suspects the dog, do they? Ever.
Did the dog have shifty side eyes? Like,
don't look into me too much. I don't know. I've not seen any dog interviews, to be fair.
Ah, right.
So
you do talk dog, though. I suppose you have to work in Bilgewater.
That is true, yeah.
Woof.
Yeah. It's not so much dog, it's more just sort of caveman.
Ah.
So, grunt, grunt. Oh, shit. Microphone now.
Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Pimp slap some 18-year-old lad.
Yeah. He's a dickhead. He took his shirt off after that and his coat.
Did he really?
Threw his coat and shirt into the road, which then just got run over
good
by
effort,
the cops.
Good effort, mate. Yeah, good effort.
He then also stood in the road and kept saying, come over here. And I was like, well, I can't even see you all the way over there. And then, yeah, just started to film us. Called us all fat, which I thought was nice. It was inclusive, really, because obviously I'm... Oh, what's that thing?
Fat.
Fat. Yeah.
Earlier than holy hell.
Love you too. But one of the other guys there is quite skinny and muscle-bound and goes to the gym. Called him fat as well.
Yeah.
So I sort of thought, you know, we obviously look the same. You know? if you squint, it's mint sort of thing. Oui. So...
That would have made a fucking mess.
Yeah, I know. And then he sort of like was telling me, going on about how he's off his meds and now he's this, that, and the other, and started like both burst into tears. Like, and started,
I don't care, mate. Fuck off.
Yeah, I was like, just take yourself home before I pimp slap you again.
Pick up your run over t-shirt. Yeah. Fuck off.
She's now wet as well.
Yeah,
it's been raining. And he said the N word then as well. By the way.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nigel.
Yeah. No, Neanderthal.
I don't know. Neanderthal?
English is hard. What do you reckon?
Nile. I mean, I would say Neanderthal, personally.
Well, I've always said Thol.
But
I just said Nile.
Well,
yeah. Same thing.
The same thing, caveman. Did anyone watch Clarkson's Farm?
I haven't yet. Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Well, is there a new series?
All of it, yeah, second one. I've watched all of it now. It's very good.
I didn't realise that there was...
Well, it sort of just came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It sort of just dropped.
It was like, oh, he might not get a second series.
Then everyone kicked off.
No, he's actually getting a third.
A third? Is he Fred West?
A third.
Huh?
With who?
No, they've kept him on.
Yeah,
they?
Of course they have.
We discussed this a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Us did.
Was you here for that one?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, any of them then. You just dropped a wine gum. A little one.
Oh no.
That's the other problem with that chair as well, by the way.
Well, it creaks like fuck.
Yeah, it makes all the noise. I think John's about to creak as well.
He's just drew the mic.
No, it didn't come through.
Dyke.
It's because I'm a professional drewer.
Yeah. There's a little bit of... I can't help being ill, can I?
You've been ill for the last 50 episodes consecutively.
49. I haven't done the 50th yet, have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I done a podcast with my brother. His thing was on again. So we done part two of My Life as a Doorman. And he
sounds shit.
Yeah, it's not really interesting. It's dull as all fuck.
Got beat up by a pensioner. Ugh, pimp yeah. slapped some 18-year-old lad who had mental issues.
Such a bully, aren't I?
Horrible cunt.
It says you. You're a bully.
Fuck off.
Nicola Bully. In one. That was Bullseye, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. So, have you two got anything at all?
No.
No.
Personally? Okay.
Bulgemus.
Adam, what's your thoughts on the USB-C's?
USB-C's?
The USB-C
what's that?
Saga.
The what?
The USB-C saga.
Thing. Where you're going, oh, yeah, Apple brought out USB-C's.
Oh, because I was thinking US as in America. BC. And I found out today.
My God, you're a retard.
John thought the same.
Moving also,
on. I thought the same as Adam,
USB-A.
Yes.
USB-A, that's what I learned today. It's not USB-B.
No.
It's USB-A.
USB-B is...
the mini one.
Well,
hey! Oh, he's done it. It's the one that's got like two weird things on the bottom of it, and it's like a weird semicircle type shape.
Oh, I know what you mean.
And then you've got like USB-C, which is like that. Eh?
Like a mini USB. Do you mean?
Yeah, kind of.
What's
kind of
this
is.
One then? You seen that from there?
What's it there, yeah, then?
Is that a B or is
it? It says no, USB, but it's, I think it's USB on the other end. I don't know.
Oh, maybe that's B then.
Oh, fuck's
Maybe
sake.
The other one's a different thing.
I think what you're talking about is mini USB.
That might be it.
I think this is USB-B. God, this is riveting conversation, isn't it? This is
but there is also penny. A micro USB. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what the thing with the two...
Stop saying that. Oh, maybe that's what it is. You come in acting like you know what you're talking about.
Look down.
As if you haven't winged everything throughout your entire
yeah, successfully.
Life.
Wung, actually.
Winged.
Wunged.
Yeah, true.
If you
wunged.
At least you haven't wunged everything.
Yes, true.
Never met the fella. Anyway, USBs and
good
that.
Prawn crackers there.
Have you seen the prawn cracker hack?
Prawn cracker hack.
So basically, I'm not a massive fan of prawn crackers.
Prawn cracker hack
is
sounds like Red Dwarf.
Kind of Welsh, sort of Welsh Chinese.
Welsh, same thing.
Where you get a prawn cracker. Turn it upside down so it's like...
So it's like the three seashells on Demolition Man.
A dome.
Like the Millennium Dome, I was going to say. You push it down onto your rice. Do a bit of...
MP.
Twisty. Pick it up. The underside is then full of rice and pea and ting.
Okay.
I mean, how is that a hack?
That's what the internet are calling it, John. This isn't me. This isn't, do you know what I mean? This is not my thing. Again.
So we're not down with the kids, are
with
we,
the,
John?
With the Nicola Bully.
Is balls deep in the kids.
I'm assuming this is an American thing, isn't it?
What, a hack?
Yeah, what they
which is a Chinese thing, technically.
Because they're fucking retards.
Chinese pews.
And they couldn't figure out using, I don't know, maybe...
a spoon?
A fork? Or a
chopsticks.
Knife? Or, I don't know, perhaps you could even use chopsticks. Or...
A spork.
I'm going to throw it out there.
Spork.
Another prawn cracker as a stop.
Yeah, but no. Why it's a hack is you're...
Jesus Christ, man.
I can't help being ill.
You're always ill.
I can't help being this ill.
It's off the bag.
So, yeah. So, yours is a two-handed operation. Yeah? You have to get another tool involved, a utensil.
I know that feeling.
Yeah? When you ask me for help. The whole point for being a hack is you don't have to do any of that bullshit. You get one prawn cracker, upside down, push, twisty, lift.
Push, twisty.
But then how do you lift that up without getting rice on your own fingers?
Rice on your own pee.
You don't like put your elbow deep in a bag of rice. It's just there on a plate, isn't it?
Yeah, but you try holding the domey end of a prawn cracker.
If you've got long fingernails, you could end up with a grain in there, couldn't you?
It's no hack to me, that.
That's a hack is what that is.
That's making work for yourself. It's making trouble for yourself.
Yeah. Really is.
For no reason.
It's a slippery slope after that, I find. You get a grain in a fingernail.
Terrible.
Trying to save utensils and shit. Before you know it, heroin. Before you know it, you're picking up women and leaving their dog behind and leaving the phone on the bench.
And then blaming the dog.
And then blaming the dog. Well, you, hang
yeah,
on, you well, blamed... Hang on,
hang
phone? On, whoa. You blamed the dog.
You agreed.
Yeah, because it sounded feasible.
You still agreed.
But you made it sound like whoever done it blamed the dog. Did you get... And you're a truck driver.
And I haven't been anywhere near the north for ages.
Oh, so you know where it was then? Oh, dear. Live on air, this comes out in 5 days' time. I'll be honest.
Niall did it.
I'm not in the least bit surprised. John, are you?
No.
No.
No. Same.
I'm a bit annoyed, actually. I haven't got a sleeper cab because I've got nowhere to store the dead bodies of all the prostitutes.
That's what the back's for, isn't it?
No, you need to put freight in there.
Freight?
people get suspicious.
Yeah, you end up fucking being called Mo Robinson if you put the bodies in the back. John's looking at me.
Cable tied them inside the chassis rails.
I'll tell you, I have never been so...
hard?
Yeah.
Aroused.
I've never been so happy. And I know it was horrendous.
Here we go.
What he did. But I've never been so fucking happy to find out that he knew exactly what he was doing. Transport this Mo, whatever he's called. Mo Robinson. Transporting all these people in the back of a fucking freezer unit.
Polar Express.
Knowing full well that in the back of his freezer unit was 85 fucking chinks or whatever, well, whatever they okay. were. Paywall, motherfucker.
Well, dead is what they're paywall. Yeah, fine.
So,
he had a cool truck, though.
I'm not doubting that, but...
It's still out and about, isn't it?
The reason I loved it, the reason I loved it so much was all you fucking heard over all the social medias is, you can't arrest him, he's just a driver.
Yeah, you can't
he
blame
just
the
picked
driver.
Him up, picked the trailer up. Poor bloke's been done by blah, blah, blah. Oh no, wait, he was actually one of the ringleaders. And then all of a sudden it just got brushed aside on social media.
Yeah, it did. Because there's a fantastic, I saw it on TikTok. And I was going to save it and send it, but I didn't know if you remembered who Mo Robinson was. And it was a video of his truck coming by, and it said, how can you possibly afford a really nice truck, a massive house, this, that, and the other? And it cuts to Tyler, the Creator, and he goes, doing bad shit, N-word. And he says something else as well, but it's just like, doing bad shit, knee.
Nigel.
Doing bad shit, Neanderthal. Yeah, and it was just that, basically. I've explained a video, and it never really works, but...
yeah.
How do you go to Mo Robinson? How do you go to Mo Robinson?
Because you're talking about Adam killing.
Well, there you go. It just backs up my theory. I'm going to tell the internet.
Mind you, it could have been Shuffles. He's up that way, isn't he?
He lives in Lincolnshire.
Ooh.
And he's a tramper.
Well, don't call him that.
Could have been Shuffles. Shuffles, was it you?
Imagine that. Imagine
you can,
if it was.
You can tell us.
Imagine if it was.
Just keep blaming the dog. That's my advice.
keep blaming you, I reckon.
Nah.
Well, now we've actually called one of our paying listeners a murderer.
No, we didn't. No.
You just did.
No, Bulge did.
Suggested that, you know.
Well, if you haven't done it, Shuffles, and I hope you haven't, but if you haven't done it, then just hurry up and do it.
Yeah.
Find another one. Find another park bench, woman...
was her phone? Was her phone literally on the bench?
On the bench.
Take the phone.
Was she
next
sat
time?
on said bench or
no? Because then, if she was, none of this would have happened, would it?
I mean, prior to her,
you're missing. You dead? No.
Her Houdini act. Was she sat on said bench?
I don't know.
Was it the doctor with a meat cleaver in the drawing room?
What, Harold Shipman?
Are we playing Cluedo?
I'm shit at Cluedo. And it really annoys me because it's one of those games that I just want to be really good at.
Yeah. But it involves thinking, so I gathered you.
Yeah, honestly. I've played with people that just like get it every time. And I'm like, how do you know that? And I'm like, oh, because I've got this and that means that. So that means you must have this, which means if you've got that, I've got this, and then it's that.
Meanwhile, in Niall's brain, there's a sheep doing backflips.
No, it's a monkey ringing a bell.
Oh, it's a monkey ringing a bell, is it? Okay.
Ding. Yeah,
it's
that.
Just Nickelback.
Oh, no. Oh, don't.
Tell me what you need.
Been there, done that. Yeah, me and John have had, well, yeah, me and John had Nickelback rock star
well,
stuck
you
in
had
there.
It stuck in your head, and then you mentioned decided it. To say, I've got Nickelback rock star stuck in my head, and I went, that's a good song, and now it's stuck in my head.
Yeah, there's a slight pause, you went, oh, fucking, now it's stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And then you proceeded to keep singing it.
I do like to sing.
Gives a few bars, John.
Yeah, go on.
I can't now. I'm eating the bloody wine gum.
Oh, bugger.
I would, but I can't think of any lyrics right now. Song's stuck in my head, but I'm like, 37 mile Kai Club feet, been there, done.
I can't imagine you've ever managed to fuck anyone in an aeroplane.
Why? Because the toilets are very small and I'm very large?
Yes.
And you've never been on an aeroplane?
And you've never been on an aeroplane?
I've been on an aeroplane. I've travelled. I've seen the world, boy.
What, been, yeah. Berlin? That don't count.
Why does it not?
Still in Europe.
Where have you been?
That's a good point.
Yeah, fair. Where have you been outside of Europe?
Canary Islands.
That doesn't count.
It does. It's off the coast of Africa, you daft cunt.
That doesn't count.
It does.
And Switzerland.
And Switzerland. That's a good point.
And into the mic. You'd like to say that again for the listeners, for the paying listeners.
Switzerland.
Said it.
Yes, I've been to Switzerland, motherfucker. Not in Europe. It's on the continent, but it's not a European.
Is Monaco in Europe?
And that's his own independent fucking thing, isn't it? Two places, motherfucker. That's when Wodgie's wheel fell off on that trip.
I like apples. Pink ladies. It's my favourite. Took a pink lady.
I thought I'll you'd be more pink little girls, to be honest.
Oh,
but,
okay.
That's more your thing, isn't it?
No, it's pink middle-aged women that have a dog and a telephone. It's more my thing, really.
Don't look in the
she's
river.
She's pretty, though. Have you seen pictures of this woman,
no,
by the way?
No,
she's very pretty.
No attention.
Very pretty.
Probably. Anyway.
To be fair, though,
why are you showing me a picture of her tied up in the boot?
That's good. It's not a boot. It's the back of his cab. Shh. Stop it.
Stop it, Ron.
It's a Mark 1 Focus RS boot.
Or a Mark 3 ST.
Remember when you thought you had three cars?
Yeah.
He's got a fair few, mind. How many? At
Two.
Least three. Oh, yeah, we should also thank our new patron for joining us. I don't think you'll listen to this one straight away, Watch. I'm assuming you've got...
No, you'll get 30 seconds in. You'll what the fuck is this?
You'll now have access to the other 8, 9,
12,
7, 3,
10,
42,
14,
9, 10, I think.
20. So when you get to this one, Wodge, this is the first episode that you have been a patron.
Patreon. Well, we've done 11 episodes. This is episode 12.
What?
I know. I know. That's what I thought. Yeah, let's talk about our patrons, actually, because we've had some new ones come in.
Oh, have we got more than...
More than what?
Freaking Nora.
Christ hell.
Somebody joined recently, and I thought, oh, good, they've joined. Ah! Remember Stuart Goff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Him. He's joined.
He's another trucker.
Maybe
nice to see you, Stuart.
From the north.
Hello, Stu.
Hello, mate.
Stewie Stu.
He's from Scotland, isn't he? If memory serves.
That's too far, then. He wouldn't have done it. This is uncomfortable.
Well, you're leaning on it.
We have 12 patrons, apparently.
12?
Yeah. But if their payment declines, then it takes it. The number goes down, even though they're still a patron. Work that out. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, to be honest. So
dying into the microphone, apparently.
Came away from the microphone, actually.
Actually.
28 minutes.
Well, in answer to your previous question, no, I don't really like a pink lady.
Really?
Only because I don't really like apples.
Unless they're in cider form.
I love an apple. What's your favourite fruit, Jonathan?
My favourite fruit, I'm very partial to a kiwi.
Really?
I do like a
kiwi. Do you?
Although I say that, I can eat blueberries like...
I like blueberries. Like I really like blueberries.
Blueberries like Billy-O.
Yeah.
I like blueberries.
I was fucking terrible for it when we were in the hospital after Archie was born.
Yeah.
I bought a punnet of blueberries to take in for Penny. I think she probably ate about six
Could
of
you
them.
You sit still?
No. I think she probably ate about six of them.
Yeah. She had a lot going on, though, didn't she, at the time?
But nonetheless,
but
I specifically went, I'm going to go to the shop and I'm going to buy a punnet of blueberries because they are super fruit and they're very good for you.
Yeah.
And I just...
Unless you eat all of them, in which case you get diabetes.
Natural sugars, bitch.
Yeah. Still, diabetes.
I tell you what mine has to be. It's a good...
Carrot.
Nope.
Cock.
Obviously not. Yeah, sometimes. A good, juicy nectarine.
Yeah. I won't lie. Not a huge fan of fruit.
Are you not?
No, I like vegetable. I love pretty much all veg.
Explains your ex.
The only thing I'm veg.
Explains your choice of friends as well, to be honest.
Yeah, it does. I'm a greens kind of guy, me.
Be honest, right? Oh, he's broken himself.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I wanted to ride that out a little bit longer. I was hoping. Can I have one? I don't want all of them.
Just eat them.
Okay.
Eat them, fatty.
Surprisingly, I like fruit, and I also like vegetable.
Hmm.
Now,
explain some of your exes as well.
Are you all of them? Are you a lunatic and do you like Brussels sprouts?
Oh no.
I don't think anyone does, do they?
Oh, I like a sprout.
Yeah, no, you don't. He does because he's a fucking cereal killer.
That is true.
Apparently so. That's
how it works.
That's the criteria for entry to the Cereal Killer Club, is you like Brussels sprouts.
Mm. We didn't even know it was a club.
Me and Kimothy have developed a bit of a relationship recently.
Oh, yeah?
Does your wife know?
Yes, she does.
Okay, cool.
Because the wife is...
Filming
is
it?
Effectively part of the relationship.
Oh.
Where we've been comparing foods. So, I don't know.
This hasn't gone where I thought it was going to go.
No. I'm afraid I'm
comparing
not...
Comparing fanny holes.
I'm not quite in the same league as our pal Lewis. She's not sending me voice notes from her fart box. And other things. But... As you may or may not know, she is on the same as you.
Spectrum.
On the old world of slim.
Yep.
She's doing fantastically well.
Yep.
Congratulations, well done.
Many of those.
But one thing I have found out about her, that if she wasn't a paying member, I think I'd have to kick her out.
Why?
Oh, some of her food choices.
Oh, really?
Oh, go man, on. Alive.
Give me some examples.
Oh, she ate for dinner. This is a prop. Her whole dinner was...
This is a whole dinner? A
packet of green beans.
Right.
In a cup.
Oh.
With gravy.
The fuck?
And mint sauce.
You're a fucking wrong'un.
Right?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
That's a whole
exactly.
dinner.
You're a fucking wrong'un.
Oh no!
That's her dinner.
But the two things.
That's not the starter. It's not the hors d'oeuvres.
The whore what?
Hors d'oeuvres.
The two.
Prick.
That's the bottom joke. That is. What got in a cup? Stop squeaking the chair. But
I thought this chair was going to be more comfortable than the other one.
No, it's on the piss. That's why that one's there.
But it's giving me back.
Use that one.
I might.
That
use
one's
that
really
one.
Comfy.
It's not as comfortable as my secret lab. I'm just saying.
Probably not.
Well, it's more expensive though. My mate talked me into it.
I didn't pay Secret Lab money for mine. Just saying.
What money did you pay for it then? Monopoly fucking money?
Yeah.
Floating lamp money?
It's flying carpet money.
Racist. It was dead middle-aged woman, dog owner and telephone owner money.
Whatever money was on that woman.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're talking about Kim and her weird...
Sorry.
And your weird relationship.
And you were just about to be like, yeah, well, no, I think that's perfectly acceptable.
The cup bit confused me.
Yeah, but to just literally have green beans and gravy.
Bean flicking.
The fangito, it has a bean in it.
Well, I have thought about having, when you know, on Slimming World... Big fuck-off plate of veg.
Yeah.
Carrot. I'm talking carrots.
Yeah.
I'm talking broccoli.
Yeah.
I'm talking cauliflower. Maybe some cabbage.
Yeah.
Maybe some Colombian cauliflower.
What's a Colombian cauliflower?
I don't know.
Nah. Yeah. Guilty.
Shut it, Pablo.
What else? I'll draw the line there. Okay.
He's run out
smothering gravy. Just eat that. That's a big plate of food.
Needs meat.
No protein. Yeah, no protein whatsoever.
But there's also a mixture of vegetables.
Yes.
I'm talking like...
And many
just
of.
Just half a packet of green beans.
Yeah.
In a cup with
gravy,
gravy
and mint sauce.
And mint sauce.
That is weird.
And to sit there and go, oof. Been looking forward to this all day. Now I know what the whole meal tastes like. That's it now.
Cool, just... I can't wait to start this. Yeah. Cool, that was lovely.
Now all of a sudden I have horrendous flatulence. I wonder why.
Because I had three green beans.
But yeah, she does all sorts of other weird shit with food wise. I might just have to
like
call her out here.
Put it in her.
Oh goodness gracious,
How does Penny factor into this?
Because we've been comparing foods and I've been getting Penny to take
fanny holes. Don't say fanny holes.
Fanny holes.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is splice that all up. So John actually says, we've been comparing fanny holes.
You won't splice shit.
No, I know. I've got an hour and a half.
Far too lazy.
For an hour and a half worth of video to fucking ruin in a bit.
Oh, yes.
She thinks mushrooms are rank as well.
Good. Wise girl.
They are
a
bit grim.
Fucking disgusting.
You're all fucking wrong.
No.
All right, then. Okay.
Well, sorry, I thought I was right. Like I always do.
Like you always do.
Like you always mistakenly do. You weep on.
We're now on our phones now. Should we just end the episode there? How long is this going to take, John?
Too long.
Just ask her. Say what weird foods do you eat? It's not weird to her, I suppose, is it?
Kim, when you listen to this, message
no,
Discord.
She won't reply to me now because it's night time and the...
Lewis is taking up all the bandwidth.
Yeah.
I need to fart quick. Lewis, where are you?
Oh, dear.
Lewis? Yeah, when you hear this, Kim, on Thursday morning and you get all offended on the Discord, just tell us what your meals were this week.
So I set up a new subcategory.
Kim's meals.
Kim's meals.
Yeah, do it.
The reason that it brought me to this area of conversation with the apples is that she said that she can
only... Did she have one of them in a cup of gravy as well?
She can only eat sliced apples from Tesco's.
Just buy an apple and slice it.
A whole apple and the thought of biting into it is a no-go for me.
I mean...
And my response to her is, I understand that, because I do.
Yeah, it's...
I hate biting into apples, and I hate the texture, because it's like wet polystyrene. That's how I picture apples.
I mean, I didn't,
I don't
but
think
I...
you're far wrong, actually.
I was going to say, I didn't, but now every time I eat an apple...
Yep,
that's exactly
what Kim said.
Yep, that's what she said. We'll just let John do his thing.
No, it's fine. I can't find anything else. I'm just literally saying that Niall's a cunt all the way through this.
I mean, he is. You are correct.
As I say, you're not... You know, this isn't knowledge to anybody. It's stuff they already know. It's not new in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, I do make myself laugh reading back through messages.
Good job, someone.
She
does.
Obviously sent the photo of her beans in a cup and gravy.
My response
to her was, "This friendship ain't gonna work, hun. It's not me, it's you."
Yeah.
And
if my wife found out you were sending me pictures of your beans,
your beans.
And then I also said, "I understand that people have kinks, but that's some dark web shit right there."
I mean, it sounds flirty, this conversation. I won't lie to you.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Keys are going in the bowl.
Beans.
Beans and rice and ting. Right, should we knock it on yet?
Yep.
Yes, this has been random enough, I think.
Yep.
Well, sorry I died all this for it, but...
He's not.
No, nobody else would talk.
No.
So it's all down to me, apparently.
But tune in to the main podcast where it's our 50th anniversary.
Yay!
I'm going to hit that a lot harder. Oh, shit. Okay, yep. Ow. Shall us?
Us shall.
God.
Fucking hell.
Impressive and gay all at the same time.
Squelch.
Squelch.
I'm going home.
I am. See you later.
Bye.
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 Sexual.